So hi everybody, everybody's home, and hello, hello everybody. Thank you, thank you. So first, what we're gonna do, we're gonna talk about the month of Adar, get some consciousness, and then we're gonna sing some song because it's also Motzei Shabbat, Saturday night, and I explain why we're doing candle Motzei Shabbat, why we're doing cookie. And I would like to start with the, I don't know if the camera can see it. There is two letters basically, Kuf and Gimel. All right? The Gimel is basically standing for Jupiter. Jupiter is a miracle-making planet. Jupiter is a miracle-making planet. And the second letter is Kuf, the one to the right, is a letter which is Kuf, basically a letter that go under the line, but it also, the way you say monkey in Hebrew, Kof, is the same way of saying it that we need to answer tonight why. In the bottom, it show you the letter, how it works. So you see, there's a combination of the Yud Kevavke, and the Yud Kevavke here come first A, then another A, then Yud, then Vav. Every time you see those two A together, it's a good news. Every time you see those two A away from each other, it's not a bad news, but it's difficult months. So that means that this month is easier because the two A are together. Why is that? Because there is two levels of energy. One is called Bina, one is called Malchut. Bina is to do with the energy store where all the great things coming from. And Malchut is where the physicality is. Once the physicality and all the energy meeting each other, what does that mean? It means that you can tap into whatever you want. And normally, people in the month of Adar suffering, normally. If you look at disaster and problem and war happening, usually in the month of Adar, there's a lot of issues. How can that be if this month is supposed to be the month that has to do with happiness, has to do with wonderful, has to do with good news? How can that be? And the idea, we need to answer that. So I'm going to use a book. It's called Bnei Yisachar. As I mentioned in this morning, those of you who visit us for Shabbat, Bnei Yisachar was basically a person that based on him, we do a lot of things that we do in Kabbalah. And he writes like that. The combination of the letter that we have in this month is A.A. Yudvav. And he's telling us how we come from. And he's telling us that the Sefer Yetzirah, the Book of Formation, Imlich Ot Kuf, he took the letter Kuf. Ot Kuf is the letter that we're seeing on the light, right? Beschok, with laughter. Vekasher lo keter, and he put a crown around it. And then he shaped Pisces, or fish, from there. And the month of Adar, which is the month we are getting into, Vetchol Benefesh, and a spleen in the body. The spleen in the body connect to the month of Pisces and connect to the happiness. So we need to understand that. So he writes like that. What is exactly Kof? What is exactly monkey? So the Zohar in Tikkun HaZohar write that monkey act as human being, meaning whatever human being is doing, the monkey will do right after that. It's like a game. So if I move the pen, the monkey will move the pen after me. They copy our behavior. Now, what is this to do with this month? And he writes like that, that the dark side is mentioned by the letter Kof. So why do we meditate on that? If the dark side, the negative side, is the letter Kof. The holiness has been mentioned by the letter A. You see the letter A? That's the first letter on the Ira. You see that? A, Yud, Vav. So the letter A and the letter Kof look very similar. You see the connection? The letter A, the big, the bold letter. See in the bottom? So it looks very similar to the letter Kof. The only difference is the letter Kof in the top, it's like a long leg. You see that? See? Okay. Now. So everything which is holy, they use the letter A. Everything which is impure, they use the letter Kuf. So you'd say, why? So you take the Talmud and Sanhedrin, and look what the Talmud says. Very interesting. Kol ha-mosif goreah. Hinei itera mispar kuf al mispar A, צדיק אי, וזה דבולין מה שכתוב במגילה, אחר הדברים האלה, גידל המלך רשבוש את המן. We know that in 2 weeks exactly, we're going to read the Megillah of Esther. And we know that one of the sections in Esther, the story, is about a man named Haman, evil man, a king named Achashverosh, a prophet named Mordechai. That evil man named Haman tried to destroy all nation. That king Achashverosh kind of agreed with him. Doesn't even know what he agreed to. And that prophet Mordechai tried to save everybody. When you take the verse that the king make Haman, the king, or he make Haman, the evil man, to be a star, it say that the king raise or make Haman, the evil man, grow. So from here we learn that the letter Kuf, which almost like it looked like an A that grew up, because if you take the A, it's regular letter, and then if you pull the leg down, it become Kuf. Everybody understand the picture? Yeah. So it say, what does that mean to become big? So he write that the letter Kuf represent almost ego, ego of holiness. Now what does that mean, ego? The pride, more specifically pride. When a person in this month want to be recognized as better, want to be recognized as the most important thing, then for them their month will start nice with a smile, but will end up with the tears. But the people who are trying to diminish that pride and ego, it might be painful in the beginning, but might be wonderful in the end. Why? Because the letter that control, the letter A, that control the month of Aries, which is next month, is shorter leg. Meaning that if you prepare this month well, and you only need to work on one thing, your pride. You don't need to work about nothing else. Now, how do you work on your pride? What is that you need to do? I mean, there's a thousand solutions for that. It's a very difficult task, I think, for all of us. And the idea to work on the pride, to work on the ego, is to be able to surrender. You know, sometimes we have argument, like I said this morning, that we right. It's not that because we're wrong, we're right. And the other person is right too. Now, who's going to give up first? You don't want to give up first because you think you're right. And the other person don't want to give up first because they think they're right. So what we end up with? A problem. We end up with a fight. If we look at the war people die from, if we look at problem people die from, all those issues happen because both sides have been right. Not because both sides have been wrong. So what do? The surrender in this month is needed for happiness. A person who's not capable to surrender is because they hate themselves. They think of themselves as a loser already. If you think you are a winner, when a father play with a son basketball, he let the son win him. How great the father feel? Yeah. Feel great. So the father's surrender is necessity for happiness of the father. But if the father is not capable to give up or to surrender his pride or his or need to be right, happiness cannot be apart. So it is true that the month of Adar has a happiness in it, but it is not true that the happiness is yours. The happiness is coming through a process of surrender. And if your entire existence is about being right, this month will not be easy. Will not be easy. So that's why for some people this month is disaster. If you ask, you go after that on Google and see where is the people suffer the most sadness and all this, you find it in this month. If you find where is the most celebration of miracle, it's also this month. So how can that be? And that's why you have two fish, if you ever saw the picture, that swimming the opposite direction, meaning which direction you want to go. So once you want to surrender, it doesn't feel happy. Nobody likes to surrender. Let's say if you have an argument and you're right. How can I say I'm wrong? I'm right. How can I say I'm... But you are the father. That's why you are mature. When you are capable to surrender, you are mature. And because you are mature, the reward for that is happiness. Whenever you are the mother or the father or the brother or the sister or the husband or the wife, whatever you are, the surrender in this month has to be a necessity. And if a person is not capable to surrender, that means happiness cannot be part of the growth. So when they say that as Adar is coming in, you can be happy, you only can be happy if you surrender. Surrender. So let's continue with the study. So it say, כי רצתה מלכות החייבת להתגבר בחודש אדר. The evil side of every human being in the month of Adar want to become great. Doesn't want to become less. The evil side, starting tonight, we all want to be known as the greatest. There is a need for people in the month of Pisces to become the most important, the most famous. From tonight, you're going to feel it, by the way. And when people don't recognize how great you are, you get angry. You get frustrated. You get, hey, what's wrong with those people? How come they don't see how great I am? I did this, I helped, I volunteered, I did everything. If they don't see it, I don't like them. You might be winning that fight, but you might be losing something else, happiness. So the happiness has to be exactly what happened in the Megillat Esther. When Haman wanted to become the greatest, in the end, we know the end of the story after 13 years, right? If those of you read the Megillah, Esther, he died in the end. He planned to kill the prophet Mordechai. And in the end, he was the one who died. Because whatever you plan to be right in this month, that's where you're going to fall. Whenever you let go of your justice, that's where you get the reward of happiness. So it's a trick almost. Now the question, are you ready? Are you ready to do that? Most people say, yeah, I'm ready. But really, we're ready. And can you imagine seeing yourself tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, having an argument with somebody you love, and you know you're right, and you absolutely know, and they're wrong too. And you're ready to back off. What I'm afraid with this lecture is, will be like that. People will use my word to say, Eliyahu said you shouldn't be right. So it's not about the other person. It's about me. Is that clear? It's about me. So you continue. It say, how do you get to happiness? Second level. How do you get to happiness? Milchama la'ashem ba'amalek. There is a war that we need to do, and if we win that war, we get to happiness. That's the second style of getting to happiness. We have a war against Amalek. What is Amalek? Amalek is the war of doubts. Now, what is the doubts we have? When things go wrong in your life, that's when the beginning of things start supposed to be working for you. When things go right, you don't know if it's coming from the dark side or the good side. But when things go wrong, it's absolutely coming from the good side. When things go right, I'm not sure who's cheating me here. You know, my teacher used to tell me, Eliyahu, things are going too easy. Something is off here. Let's check what's going on. But when things go wrong, you definitely know. So it doesn't mean you're supposed to be wrong for other people. If it just happened to be wrong to you, then you have to develop now certainty. And the certainty has to be in the Creator, in God, in the Divine. And it's very difficult, my friend. When everything is going against you, when nothing works in your life, it's very difficult to still believe. It's very easy to believe when everything is just fine and wonderful. You know? And every time I do a wedding for couples who are getting married, I always tell them, it's very easy to love each other when everything is shiny and wonderful. Money coming in. You both lost 35 pounds. You both look younger and younger every year. You know, I told them, the wedding is not so important. I said, what do you mean? Everybody said the wedding is the most important. It's nice. It's a, you know, you put the ring, you eat the cake, and you kiss, and forever, and you know, the whole thing. And 2 hours later, you want to kill each other. So, it's not about love. Real love is overcoming doubts. It will be a moment in a marriage, it will be a moment in a relationship, when there's a lot of doubts, a lot of negativity coming to the surface. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. When you see people who've been married for a long time, there's a secret going on there. It's more than just, there's a lot of surrender. There are a lot of giving up because many people are together giving up something for the other person just to keep the flame of happiness. And that's not just in married couple. It's with keeping a relationship going. Now, what do you do when you're in pain in a relationship? What do you do then? You need to see how you can bring God into that situation, how you can bring the divine into that situation, and that's tough. Because most people who are in couples or love each other or so, there's only two of them. But without the divine, without the creator getting involved in the relationship, we didn't accomplish a lot. We didn't accomplish a lot. So how do you bring the divine? It's beautiful. Every doubt that you have in the month of Adar, in the month of Pisces, can turn into happiness. It's written like that. En simcha ke'atarat asfekot. There's nothing more happy or more bring a joy and happiness to a human being than removal of the doubts. Meaning you need to have doubts, and through remove them, you can have happiness. So if you don't have doubts about nothing, you have no chance to be happy. You need to have doubts about everything. Removal of that doubt creates happiness. So do you have doubts? That's a question. Because if you don't, you'll have problems. So two way to bring happiness to the month of Adar. One, removal of the doubts, removal of the Amalek, overcoming that. And second is the surrender, to let go of the need to be right. If you cannot let go of the need to be right, happiness cannot be part of your life. I'm so sorry. And if all what you care about is to be important in the eyes of people in this month, I will tell you right now, your happiness just went through the window. But if you're willing not to be as important as you wish to be this month, your happiness came back. So it's with everything, guys. It's all day long. It's all day long. It's a work. And why we celebrate Purim in this month? In 2 weeks, we celebrate and dancing and we're drinking and with L'chaim. And we're going to read the Megillah here. We're going to dance. Why are we doing that? Because when we do that, it's not about celebration of some historical event. It's celebration that I achieved that level in the last 2 weeks. It's starting tonight. The next 2 weeks, you want to work on two things. Two things. They need to be right, I'm letting it go. They need to make myself so important, I'm letting that go. To overcoming my doubts, I'm letting it get. I'm doing that. Once Purim coming, now you're ready to achieve your happiness. The reward is coming in 2 weeks. So whatever you do in the next 2 weeks is so important. 14 days, it's only 14 days of working on it. And then, wow, then the happiness stays with you for the whole year, if you do it right. Whole year, I think it's worth it. Now, I give you another secret. There is an angel, that's the name of the angel in English. Okay, you don't have to say the name, but that's the name of the angel. This angel is taking care of happiness and is taking care of the month of Adar. Now, it's a malach shel chodesh Adar, shmo, I can say it not in the same way, Avrikel, ויש תחתיו כף אי מלאכים. There is 25 angels under. Now, what is an angel? People ask me, what is an angel, Eliyahu? What is an angel? Angel is basically, we are in a level of malchut, we're in physicality. There is olam de bina. There is the upper world called bina. Then, between malchut to bina, you need a bridge. The angel is the bridge between where we are to the upper world. The angel that in charge of Adar is this angel. So every time you feel lonely, you feel miserable, no, things are not working, you're going back to the boss. Say, hey, listen, I'm trying to get rid of my pride. It doesn't work. My wife keeps telling me how great I am. I don't know what to do about it. She keeps telling me I'm the best and I'm Superman. You know, you are my hero. I tell her I'm not. She says, you are my hero. What are you going to do with it? Yeah, I'm joking, of course. So, and המלאך הזה בגימטריה, סדר. This angel in gematria, in the value of the letter, the numerically value of the letter, is סדר. סדר mean order. ובאדר התחילו ניסים נסתרים מלובשים בטבע. Because in the month of Adar, miracle is happening. Meaning that the miracle usually is out of the box. But in the month of Adar, it can happen just naturally. If we need to do those two things, overcoming doubts and not looking to be important. שהיא הנהגה מסודרת מששת ימי בראשית, מה שאין כאן ניסים נגלים בשידוד המערכה, הוא נס לשעתה בגזירתו את ברך שמונה שנות הסדר לחיבת בניו. Normally, God is in charge of miracle, and step by step, God is helping us to have miracle in our life. In this month, pipes are open for miracle. We need to use three things, the angel, overcoming doubts, and not to look to be so important now. Monkey, the reason the letter say monkey, kuf mean monkey, kof, mean monkey, is because monkey want to be like human. Monkey has a, almost like addiction to become like a human being. That's why whatever you do with monkey, if you scratch your head, the monkey scratch the head. If you do this, the monkey will start doing it. Because they want to become like you. Now, when a person is looking to become important, he tried to become God. It's not from a manners point of view that we need to change the pride. It's from a spiritual point of view. When we try to become like God, not in a good way, I'm talking about in a negative way, which means I want to become God and I want everybody to worship me. That by itself creates sadness. That by itself creates depression. And until we don't overcome that, we'll be stuck. Few more things before we dance and we do the thing. So, why in the month of Adar, they tried to destroy the Israelites in Persia? Because of lack of unity, lack of being together. To keep unity among people is a very difficult thing, almost impossible. But if we fell on the way to try to have unity, it's better than if we didn't try at all. So if we try to bring unity, if we try to bring more and more unity among people, step by step, what's gonna end up happening, step by step, everything will start opening up. Now to do that, we need to understand that in 2 weeks from now, there's a few things we gotta do. Of course you need to be happy, but the happiness will be a result. More important, when you get to the time of the Megillat Esther, you need to hear the Megillah. The Megillah is a scroll, and we're gonna read the scroll here, and you're gonna hear it. You're gonna hear the scroll. After that, you're gonna give three coins, the specific coin, silver coin, that you buy them. I don't remember the price now, $10 or $20, I don't remember. Then you do charity, then you do blessing over the bread, and then you drink alcohol if you're allowed to drink. If you're not allowed to drink alcohol, you can drink water. It's the same thing. The meditation is shtiya, drinking, shata yudkei. Yudkei means the elevated level of spirituality. Achila means achal yudkei, eight yudkei, chokhmah and bina. And then you, if you want to dance, you can dance. You don't have to dance, by the way. And if you not in a mood to dance, you're supposed to drink, be a little happy, tell a joke, study something deep, and try to do the best you can. And then the next morning, you do it again. You read the Megillah again, and you do everything again. Now, with the years, a lot of those things turn into more religion than spiritual essence. Because if you look at the name Megillat Esther, Megillah means revealment. Esther means concealment. So revealment of the concealment. What is conceal? All your potential. All the great things that you can become. All whatever you can be is concealed within this month. But if you do the work, it will be revealed. So it's up to you. It's super exciting to take responsibility. Now, if we are victim and we get angry, why things don't work in my life, we write. if we take responsibility and make things happen, we're right. So who's right? The victim or the one who takes responsibility? Both. Whatever you say, you're always right. If you say your life is miserable, you're absolutely right. If you say your life is great, you're also absolutely right. Who is right? Everybody. What are you going to do about it? That's a question. Now, there is a story, a very important story, and you should remember this story for the rest of your life. Every time I tell this story differently, but I try to do it the best I can to tell it in the best way I can. And may God help me. The story goes like that. It was a wedding in a town, very important person, very wealthy person, and invite the head rabbi to perform the wedding. And that rabbi has a little ego. It was so important, was so famous, was the most famous rabbi for wedding, has great voice. He looked great. His children did well, everything perfect about his life. So he said, if that rich man want me to come, he better send me a carriage with four horses, beautiful flower on the side. Otherwise, I'm not going. And the rich man didn't find the right thing with a flower, but he sent something with two horses and one donkey. No. So he's arriving, and it's a little old. And the rich man say, I'm not going. You send the rich man, and I'm going to wait here until he send me the right one. The rich man pulls, and I really need that rabbi to make the wedding. So he looking, he found something with six horses, even rich, better. But the problem, they arrive very late. They arrive like 2 hours later. That wagon arrived 6 hours late. In the meantime, you know, the guy is fighting with his wife. I can't believe he did it to me. Then he arrived to the wedding. When he arrived to the wedding already happened. Food, not enough food. Table for him wasn't exist. They put him in a corner where the band sing, you know, band taking a break from time to time. And they say, oh my God, the head rabbi of the town is here. So they give him a little piece of whatever left of the meat, you know, like after Shabbat, you have like a little piece of chicken. And they chop the chicken off the bones to make it look nice, and they put it together. So, and the juice, they put bottles together so it look nice. They mix some wine bottle. And the rabbi is so upset and pissed and angry. He's leaving. The next morning he's going to Minyan, he's going to pray. And next to him there is this rabbi that's always happy. Always happy. No matter what happened to him, he's happy. His name is Rav Zusha. So he looked at him and said, tell me, what's his story? Why is he in such a bad mood? What's so funny? He said, well, it's the month of Adar. It's the Rosh Chodesh Adar. You know, how can I not be happy? It's the month of Adar. This and that. I read that you're supposed to work on this. And then happiness coming. He said, but I'm not having a good time. What's good time for you? He was like, that other rabbi was very, not famous. He maybe did one wedding in his life, you know. And this guy did about 2,000 weddings. What's so excited about your life? He said, well, I have to tell you, last night something happened in my life. It's the first time ever. I said, what happened in your life? He said, I don't know. They sent me a carriage to buy a house with two beautiful white horses and the most beautiful donkey in front. And they told me, they begged me if I can come do the wedding because the rabbi didn't show up. He started to get to him. I said, me? So I was so happy that I arrived a little bit earlier. I started helping them with the plate to set up the room because I'm not so famous. I'm not so great. And they took me to do that. So I set up the flower. I did the best I can to clean the floor, to do everything. I shined the shoes of the groom, whatever I could do. Then they say, Rabbi, the rabbi didn't arrive. So please, can you do the wedding? You are a rabbi yourself. He said, me, I'm a very small. He said, yeah, but we need to get going here. We pay for the room, we pay for the band, please. So I did the wedding. After I did the wedding, they let me sit at the head table next to the groom. They feed me food, they feed me wine. You look at the other rabbi and say, how can I not be happy? I mean, everything in my life is just going right. And you can imagine what that rabbi by thinking that this guy took his job. Why am I sharing with you this story? The month of Adar, as Bnei Issachar write in this book, with the help of this angel, don't forget, this angel will help us, okay? The month of Adar is a month of happiness for the people willing to let go of the leg of the kuf, or the leg of the monkey, as Bnei Issachar write. What does that mean? If your need is to be so important in this month, you cannot achieve the happiness this month is worth for you. But if you're willing to be nobody in this month, you have happiness every second of the day. It will never stop. But if your important is to be famous and important and your value is very, very important, I will tell you right now it will be very difficult. And that's what the month of Adar is, two fish swimming that direction. One people will get to be the famous rabbi that never get what he want, and one person will be the nobody who always get what he want. The question is, what do you want to be this month? Do you want to be the most famous and be miserable? Or do you want to be nobody and be happy all the time? And that's a tough part. That's a tough part about this month. Because most people usually choose to be famous and important, and that's why they're miserable. They cannot. Not in this month. In this month, you can't be famous. And that's why the month called Adar. Adar means Idra. Idra means to gather, the gathering. What happened before we came to this world, to this physical world, in the end of, in the endless? What exactly happened? All of us have been one. It was not you and me. It was not bad or good. It was not tree of knowledge, good and bad. It was not snake which is bad or snake which is good. It was good and bad was not exist. High and low was not exist. It was all one. It's called the endless. It was the endless, the emanation before it came to, we came to this world. Now when we came to this world, we are separate from each other. Even if you are a couple, you separate. There's husband, there's wife, there's friend. We're not one. To become one again, we got to let go of the pride. We got to let go of the need to be right. Okay, so this is the month of Adar. We're going to go a little bit, sing some songs so we get ourselves going here together. All right, all right. Keep the video going so we can have it for people out there. Those of you who came late to dinner here, try to get the MP3. And... where is the song? Huh? After. Where is the singing? This is Avdallah. Ah. Okay, so. How many of you know the melody? Okay, so let's try. I'm Avdil. It's in page, those of you who have this wonderful book, it's on 128. And the melody is a little, will be tough with my voice and, you know, all together. It's not going to come right, but it will be funny. So we get humiliated. Nehorai, there is room here if you want, by the way. Okay? Let's try to do it. If it doesn't work, it's still funny. Okay? Still funny. And then we're going to do a short meditation, okay? המבדיל לבין הקודש לכל חטותינו ימחול זרינו וכספינו ירבה כחול הכוכבים בלילה יום פנה כצל תומר אקרא ללילה גומר יום אשר אמר שומר אתה בוקר וגם לילה צדקתך כאר תעבור הלכה תעבור תעבור, כיום אתמול כי יעבור, ואשמורה בלילה. חלפה עונת מנחתי, מי ייתן מנוחתי, ידעתי ואנחתי, אסחה בכל לילה. כל ג'ימל לנונותל, פתח לי שער המנותל, שראשי נמלט על יבוץ יותר איזה לילה אעתר נורא והיום אשווה ידה פדיום בנשב בערב יום באישון לילה קטי הריה אושי אני אורח חיים תודייני מדלות מרצני מיום ועד לילה, תאר דינוף מסי, בן יאוברו מכעיסי, איי אלו איי אוסי, נוטת דברות בלילה. אנחנו בידך כחומר, סלחנה על קל וחומר, יום ליום ימי עומר, ולילה ללילה. אמא ודיל ונגול אין לכל, תינו אויים עול, תרנו וכספנו, חול, כוכבים בלילה. What are we going to do now? We're going to have a little mezonot, if you can help Debbie to bring it in. Is anybody helping you there? Any question that you want to ask, how to lower the ego, what to do? How are you doing? What is your name?
Daniel.
Daniel, nice to meet you. So before you eat the cookie, I will give you all instruction how to do it. And I will tell you also why we're doing it on Saturday night, every Saturday night. Thank you for helping Debbie. Okay, you hold the cookie in your right hand, the one you like. Make sure you like it. Because if you don't like it, it doesn't count. Do not eat the cookie yet. Hold it in your right hand. Do not eat it yet. You ready? Please repeat after me. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam bore mine mezonot. After you swallow the first bite, there is another thing you need to say.
You want some cookie?
Oh, no, I just have so much. Okay. The next verse that we're going to say has to do with something very important. After Shabbat is leaving, which is now Motzei Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, there is a part of the body that never gets a joy. It's a bone that's located exactly in the back of your skull. It's called in Hebrew Etzem Aluz. That bone is serving us later. When later? After the body dies. Now, why is it so important? Because there is something called the resurrection of the dead. According to the Talmud, according to the Zohar, when the time comes, the people that finish their tikkun and did what they have to do, if they die, they will be resurrected again. Now, it's not as scary as the Michael Jackson song, whatever you call that song. But the body will be resurrected. The main part where it's going to be resurrected from is from that bone. Because that bone never had any joy. Now, a second thing that happened, it's a little bit depressing what I'm going to say. I do the best way to say it in the best way I can. After the body or after the soul leaves the body has to go to some type of judgment. By eating tonight that meal and by saying that this verse, it preventing you from going to a different type of chaos in that process. Okay? So it's basically investing in your future. It's kind of a weird future, right? So you say it after me, or you can see it in the book. Dahi Seudata de David Malka Meshicha Bizchuto Ninatzel מחיבות הקבר. Good job, good job. You're doing good with the Hebrew. Now, let's sing another song. Yeah, you can eat the whole cake. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry for no napkin or plate. Sorry about it. But let's sing the next part. It's on 1:30, and don't be afraid to be embarrassed this month. This is very good. Every time you get embarrassed, you become happier. It's good. Okay, the next melody is tough. Please help me out. You know? Yehi HaKodesh Azem Kinvu Adav Yichozem Vehishama Mabebevayzem Kol Sason Vekol Simcha Chazakim Alem Shaloteinu Amitz Yaze Bakashateinu Vehu Yishlach Bemaaseh Yadeinu ברכה והצלחה, במוצאי יום גילה. שלח תשבי לעם סגולה. כל צהלה ורינה, שפתנו אז תרננה. Ana Adonai, Ana Adonai, Kana. Now we're going to Amar Hashem LeYaakov. This song is bringing certainty in a time when you're losing your certainty, okay? If you need it, say it as loud as you can, sing it as loud as you can with the most excited energy that you can put in. Because whatever you put in, that's what you're going to get for the whole week and the whole month in this case. Ready with Abar? You ready?
Yes.
The melody is strong, it's powerful. Do the best you can. Get yourself embarrassed. Page 131. Ready? Amar Adonai LeYaakov, Al tira di Yaakov. Bachar Adonai VeYaakov, tira abdi Yaakov. Na 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 gaal. Kayet Yaakov, al dira avdi Yaakov, darach korami, al dira, ay 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 ay, abba im yashre Yaakov, al dira avdi Yaakov, ber Yaakov, al dira avdi
Yaakov,
ay
ay
ay, zechor zot, Ay 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 ay, chetvat al dira avdi Yaakov, tovu alecha Yaakov, al dira avdi Yaakov, yoru mishpatecha le Yaakov, na 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 kilo. Lohi bidavel v'yakov al dira Hey, mimana afar Yaakov al dira avdi Hey, 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 nishma Adonai le'yakov al dira avdi Yaakov Laina eslach nale Kov Ata Al dira avdi Yaakov, pada Adonai et Yaakov, dira avdi Yaakov, oi, tzave Yeshu. Al dira avdi Yaakov, na 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 na, kol kol Yaakov, dira avdi Yaakov, rani v'simchi li Yaakov, dira avdi Yaakov. Shava Adonai Tzvut Yaakov, al dira avdi Yaakov. Yadamet lei Yaakov, dira avdi Yaakov. Lai, 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 Hey, na 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 You live here? Every Shabbat. What are we going to do now? Is there enough light there? What are we going to do now? If we can turn off the light, we're going to do a special... Can we turn off the light? Yeah, we have to turn off the light. Even if we'll be in the dark.
We have the candles.
Yeah, a little bit turn off the light as much as you can. Okay, we can keep one light. We can keep this one. Yeah, the rest, if we can turn it off. Usually on Saturday night, what we do, we're getting into a dark. And because Rosh Chodesh, we don't have to go to super dark. And those candles is our light. And the reason we do that, and if you're watching me at home, do it as well, is every person has a dark secret. Everybody has a dark moment in their life. Nothing to be ashamed of it. But because it's Saturday night, if you can go into your darkness and ask your darkness, why you choose me, and I'm going to go through the meditation with you, the angels and God will help you to get out of it. Nothing to be ashamed. You don't have to tell it to anybody. So I want you to be comfortable and relaxed and just close your eyes. If you can imagine the letter Kuf and Gimel in your mind, it's good. If you can't, it's okay. And just go internally, and if you need to cry, nobody will judge you. Go into that moment of darkness in your life right now. Either something you don't like about yourself, or either people don't like about you. Something which is very difficult for you to overcome. And you're ashamed of it, but you can talk about it. Because we know Pisces time is the people who have secret is Pisces. They always have double life. It's internally. Nobody knows anything about them. So that's why in this month, in this time, you've got to look inside. So go inside of yourself and go into that dark cloud internally without blaming anybody, without being a victim, without acting like a monkey to copy every behavior from others. Just go inside and look at the dark side and ask yourself a very important question tonight. What is the use that I'm getting by keeping the dark side inside of me? Why am I keeping it internally? How do I find it useful for me? Is it because I want people to have pity for me? Is it because I don't want to grow? What does it serve? What purpose does it serve that I'm keeping that dark side inside of me? It's got to give me something that I enjoy. If you're brave enough, go inside the dark and ask it, what do you want from me? What's the benefit I'm getting by you being with me? What is the thing that I don't want to deal with by you being inside? now peacefully look at the dead dark side, peacefully, not with a war. Just say to it, listen, dark side, I know we have been a friend for many, many years, and you did a lot of wonderful things to me. But I don't think I need it anymore. And I'm allowing you to leave me. I'm allowing you to go wherever you want to go, back to the universe. I'm saying goodbye to you, dark side. I don't find it useful anymore to keep you. Whatever it is, my anger, or my addiction, or my pride, there's no need for it to be there. Then, I want you to open for the universe to give you a gift to your personality, a bonus, something that you always want to be. What is about your personality that you think that the universe can give you? Just think about it for a second. You give away that darkness that was protecting you, and you're getting something in reward. Think about the one thing that you want to get. Like Pisces, there's two directions. You give away darkness, you're getting a reward. So what is this one thing that you want to get? So in the same time you say goodbye to your dark side and you don't longer want it there, and from this point on it will never come back because you don't need it. You don't need your fear, you don't need your anger, you don't need your pride. Then instead of it, you're going to receive the one thing that you ask from the universe to give you this month. Please welcome it. Welcome it into your soul. Welcome it into your body. Welcome it into your personality. It's going to be a great month, a month full of happiness, a month full of unity. I want you slowly, slowly to open your eyes and look at each other. Say Chodesh Tov to each other. Beautiful. Chodesh Tov. Chodesh Tov. Chodesh Tov. Chodesh Tov. Chodesh Tov. That will be a wonderful month. You can stay for discussion if you want to ask some question while I'm finishing the cake.
I have a question about removing klipa and blockages. How do you create blockages spiritually? And then if you're aware of this, because I found the more I connect with the Torah, the more I connect with the teachings, you're able to identify all these energies throughout the month. What once was seemed like chaos has now become order, but you're also confronted, it's almost like magic, you're confronted with
my point was
things that challenge you.
My point was that your darkness serve you. If you get angry, everybody's afraid of you, and if everybody's afraid of you, you have your freedom. If, for example, somebody's angry, he said he doesn't want to get angry anymore. But the truth, they do, because they serve them well. Somebody say, I have no ego, but they want the ego because the ego keeps them respected by people, even if it's fake. It's been respect. So all of those things, the negative thing,
like alcohol and drugs?
It's the same. Alcohol, it's quiet your anger. It's well, it's fun, you know. Everything negative that we choose is to serve us. Everything. Everything negative that we do, we find it useful for us.
You get a high and then you get a terrible low.
Exactly. And they want the low more than they want the high.
Right.
They don't want the high, they want the low.
Really?
Of course. Nobody wants the high, they want the low, because you wouldn't feel the high until you have the low. And once you go to that, that's what it is.
What is righteousness? What does it mean to be righteous and be in righteousness? Is it the removal of self and constantly giving?
It's you turn it into a philosophical conversation. It's unnecessary. The work needs to be done. If you kill, you have first to stop killing. Then you need to know why. If you need to know why you're killing, you will continue killing until you find out why. Philosophical conversation never solves spirituality. Spirituality means first stop the bad, then you know why. Philosophical conversation, first know why, then, you know. So whatever negative thing we do, we got to stop. If you don't stop your negative behavior only because you need to know why, then what end up happening, you become a philosopher. It's nothing wrong with philosopher, but a philosopher can continue kill until he find out that he's wrong. What if he never find it's wrong? He will continue killing. So I want to turn this conversation into more practical spiritual thing. So if you do what I told you tonight, it'll be good enough for 30 days. But if you're going to find out another philosophical question, none of this will be done. We have 30 days to go ahead and do it. If you work on your pride now, you need at least 30 days, no? I mean, to do that. How long you need to get humiliated? Another 30 days. That's 60 days. So let's start do that, and then we go back to that question. Okay. You know? I hope that helped you, you know?
Oh,
yeah, I feel you become happier.
I had another question.
Where did this
energy, because all the teachings with Kabbalah seem like it's just in lockstep with.
I wouldn't answer that question with your permission, because you got to do it for six. Come to me in 60 days, you promise you do what I told you to do, then I answer that. That's a deal. Because I don't feel people who ask questions, forgive me for saying it in front of everybody, after what I say, will do even 1% of what I say. I got to be honest with you. But if you will do it, and you come back in 60 days, and say, Eliyahu, I did it, and I will judge it if you did it or not, and I hope you trust my judgment, then I will say, well, you did it. You know what? You deserve the answer. But if you come and ask questions, then we become a question and answer here, which is nice. It's a philosophical, nice conversation, but it's going to kill 60 more people, and we didn't even know why we killed them. Instead of changing and doing something, we are here to do change, not to talk about change. You know, there's many people talk about change. They are the one who kill the most people. You know that? Most people who talk about change, they are the one who kill the most amount of people.
I've never killed.
You never? You did? So don't start today.
No.
Okay, good. Don't start today. It's the wrong day to start. More question, which is about what we did say, not about what we didn't say. No. Oh, really? Oh, it's different. I didn't know that. No question? Yes?
I had a question about what you say when you say overcoming your doubts.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Overcoming your doubts.
Yes.
When you have a doubt that kicks in, like your job, relationship, or whatever it is, how can you be in a state of mind of
certainty?
Yes.
Okay, the idea is not a certainty about the job, if it's right or wrong. It's a certainty about the creator, the divine, that the divine is putting you in the right situation. Now, sometimes a person has to be able to get into a point to say, listen, this job is not for me, and leave. But once he leave, is it something that the divine want? Or once he stay, is it something that the divine want? It's a question, you know, it's a tough question. So you always connect yourself first to the divine, to God. Once you connect yourself to the Creator, this uncertainty is usually about the Creator. It's not about the people or the work job or the relationship. Most people are going on a date, they want to feel certain about the date. But why don't you feel certain about the divine that put me in that situation to see what I'm supposed to be doing? That's supposed to be the certainty level. So there's two levels of certainty. Most people, if you go to self-help group, or if you did Landmark or Tony Robbins, ontology, all the nice thing, this will help you with certainty about this universe. When you get into spirituality, you develop certainty about the divine, and that's a tough one. It's a very tough one to get, but possible. But it takes work, it takes prayer, meditation, work. So that's if you don't like the place you work in, which is most people don't. Most people don't like what they do, but they have to make a living. People hate their job. Most people hate their job. So they go to their job. Some people have to go subway in New York, freezing cold. They're going downtown and snow and falling. And they hate the job. They're cursing every day their job, but they have to do it. So the idea is to have certainty that the Creator put me in that situation for a reason. So maybe somebody on the subway that I met will change my life. Maybe somebody will help me to pick me up for when I fall in the snow. It's a certainty about the Creator. It's a different type of certainty. And that's the level we want to get to. If you have certainty about your job, it helps, you know? That Tony Robbins can help better than me. Or Landmark can help better. They're good in that. But to have certainty about the divine, that every moment is the best thing for me, that's already spiritual. That's a tough one, you know? But the level of certainty about what you have, husband, wife, friendship, home, health, all those things, they can help by self-help group, a self-help book, which are great. I already recommend it to all people to read them, to listen to them. You can go on YouTube. You have Les Brown, Tony Robbins, all the things, Zig Ziglar. All of them are wonderful for that sense, but they will not get you to a sense of the divine certainty. Tony Robbins lately started talking about it. He started talking about the difference between success and fulfillment, you know? And success is to achieve certainty about what you have. Fulfillment is to have certainty about the divine, about the Creator. Then you are fulfilled, you feel happy. Most people have whatever they want, but they're not happy. You know, they keep looking for what more they don't have. It never ends. So to have certainty about the divine is an unbelievable thing. It's a gift. It's just a gift. We need to pray for that. We have to meditate that. Please, please help me. You know, it's the ultimate goal. That's the ultimate goal. So thank you for asking about what I say. I appreciate that. That's kind, very kind. I'm not going to attack the media. No, you don't. Yeah, please, take it. Yes. More question about what I say, please. You can take more card to people who want it, you know, for the Kuf and Gimel. If not, this event is coming to an end. And take some cookie with you. We don't need that much sugar in our house. I don't need the sugar. And candle. Those of you who want to stay and help just to do the candle and the cookie and everything like this. The people at home who are watching me, thank you so much for watching me. Please practice the angel's name. It's the angel's name for this month, okay? This is a very powerful angel that turning negative into positive and creating miracle. It's starting tonight till the month of Nisan. Every month you have a different angel's name that taking care of whatever you need to be taken care of. Thank you.